Well, look, those of you who have been listening to this program would have heard me talk about Queensland Adventure. I venture to say some of you might have got sick of hearing me talk about Queensland. I saw the signs when the Newman government lied about Acland, and you can appreciate I have a special continuing disposition towards the place where I was born. You'll recall I talked about a mining invasion. Well, there was a by-election on Saturday in Queensland, or more importantly in Brisbane. You'll read a brief comment about it today, that it was in the seat of Stafford. The point is that this seat is in metropolitan Brisbane. It's exactly between Newman's electorate of Ashgrove and the electorate of the Treasurer, Tim Nicholls. This is blue ribbon Liberal. The result? A swing to the Labor Party of 18.6%, more than the 17.2% in the Redcliffe by-election in February. Now, of course, Newman made all sorts of noises on Saturday night about listening. That also was a lie. The Labor Party have won the seat without it going to preferences. 91% of the vote counted. The Labor Party primary vote is over 50%. At the election in 2012, the Liberal vote was over 50%, but the elected Liberal member and former Assistant Health Minister Dr. Chris Davis resigned from the party and the parliament, fed up with the direction of the Newman government. The Courier Mail newspaper in Brisbane has reported none of this. But if you read the social media, people are livid. Thousands and thousands of comments, many of them critical at the media for their failure to tell the story of what is disgracefully happening in Queensland. Instead, the media seem bent on smashing Palmer and his party, whatever they've got to do with it. They didn't even have a candidate on Saturday. Dr. Chris Davis, the Liberal member, resigned over what he said was a matter of ethics and principle. On Saturday night, Mr. Newman continued to make snide remarks about Dr. Davis. But I'll tell you something, the public are starting to get the message. I said Acland was a metaphor, but in Queensland, Mr. Newman has redrafted the way that the Crime and Misconduct Commission operates. He continues to retain a liar, a man who perjured himself before a parliamentary inquiry. Dr. Ken Levy continues as head of the Crime and Misconduct Commission. It's unthinkable. There's a racing industry scandal in Queensland that's barely seen the light of day, but it will. There's increasing new evidence of how deals have been done. For example, you've heard me about the Wagner Airport. How the hell could someone get approval for a private airport when Tullamarine in Melbourne took years and Badgerys Creek decades? And McFarlane, Tony Abbott's energy minister, is in this up to his neck. Deals done over a second range crossing in Toowoomba. I'll be asking if we can see the contracts for the building of that crossing. And I'm saying they should be independently examined and we should know where the money is changing hands. Cover-ups over the Grantham floods. A tiny little place just over the range in Toowoomba. 200 people. 13 died in those floods in 2011. Nothing done to find out why. Because a cover-up was underway. I broadcast to Queensland and people who listen to this program know what's going on. This is government at its worst. But obvious evidence of serious corruption has not been addressed. I told you about billion-dollar gas contracts signed with no environmental study of any kind being done. Again, McFarlane, the federal member for Toowoomba, is the federal energy minister. He's in it up to his neck. Get the gas out and get it exported. Then there's the Galilee Basin that Palmer's up in arms about. The Indians were given the go-ahead. Did money change hands? I'm told it did. We had a chief justice appointed from the magistrate's bench. Every senior legal figure opposed the appointment. He was sworn in secrecy. One senior judge told an acquaintance of mine he believes the system is corrupt. There was a financial estimates process in Queensland last week. The time available for scrutiny was 2% of the time allocated last year. And the Premier and Sini and the Treasurer and the Attorney General refused to participate. Well, the gravy train was uncoupled on Saturday night. If anything like this were reproduced at an election in 11 months' time, Newman would lose all but one seat in Brisbane. The big question has to be asked is a question to be asked of the media. Why are these scandals known to the voter, ignored by the media? Is that a form of corruption in itself?